possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, my friend is doing the most. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm writing this about one of my best male friends. He has moved to the city I live in, and he's dating a lot of women because he just got divorced. Apparently, he's had a few women come over to visit him because the landlord called me 4 times to say that he's making too much noise. I know he's a calm and quiet man that loves jazz, and he doesn't watch a lot of TV. I am subletting my duplex to him, so the landlord lady calls me and won't talk directly to my friend. I had to ask her a few times and pry it out of her to find out what kind of noise is coming from the house. She said it's sexual noises. I couldn't believe it. I talked to him and he said that it's normal sex and the women are enjoying themselves a lot. That's all he said. I told him that he's disrupting his neighbor's peace. I was shocked to find out that the neighbor is one of the women that he has been in his bed. I told him that he's being careless and that it's too messy to have sex with the chick next door. Come to find out, she's jealous and has started talking to the women as they leave his house. She recently met one of the ladies in the parking lot at her car and asked her how well she knew my male friend. The neighbor lady told the woman that my friend gave her an STD. This is so messy, and it's my friend's fault for being involved with all of these different women. I'm siding with the landlord at this point, and I've asked my friend to stop being so whorish. He warned me to mind my business or our friendship will end. Is this worth ruining our 20-year friendship? Should I take my chances and ask him to move out, or should I mind my business? Well, this is your business. This is your business. He's doing too much with too many women, and it's in your place because the place is in your name and he's disrespecting it. If this was his own place, he could do whatever he wanted with whomever he wanted. He warned you to mind your own business. But like I said, this is your business. He and the landlord have made it your business. I mean, this is not about judging or anything like that. It's about your friend taking advantage of your kindness and your generosity in subletting your place to him. Now, is the landlord crazy in doing what she's doing? Yes. She's stopping these women as they come out of his place in the parking lot, saying he gave her an STD. That's really, really, really crazy. I think both your friend and the landlord need to go at this point. You know, your friend, too many women, you know, this gets too messy and it's giving, I just think it's just too messy, 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 messy. He needs to either stop or move out and get his own place. Steve?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
this is your business. This ain't her business.
It
this,
is.
It's just saying,
this
ain't her business.
They're making
what, when you rent your place or you sublet your place, mm-hmm. you give a person rights to live there. And whatever lifestyle they have behind that door when it locks, that ain't your business. You should have discussed this beforehand. Hey, look, you got some place. There are places that don't allow pets. So you want to say up front, we don't allow pets. Now, if you can come up with a way to say to a person, you cannot date more than one woman, and when y'all have sex, it has to be quiet. Who finna sign this paper? So I'm not really sure that this woman has a valid point or concern. But it's about one of her best male friends. He's moved to a city I live in. He's dating a lot of women because he just got a divorce. So apparently he had a few women come over to visit him because the landlord called me four times to say that he's making too much noise. Now, the sex is loud, but who is the landlord, though? Let's really find out who she is. She, old, by herself, busybody, probably named Hazel, that pay attention to everything. Now, she say, I know he's a calm, quiet man that loves jazz, and he don't watch a lot of TV. Now, you know why he don't got to watch a lot of TV? Because he got them girls coming through.
He's busy.
What is we watching TV for? We in here getting jazzy. Yeah. So I'm subletting my duplex to him, so the landlord lady calls me and won't talk directly to my friend because she knows she out of line. I had to ask her a few times and pry it out of her. No, you didn't. You ain't. She called to tell you. To find out what kind of noise is coming from the house. She said it's sexual noises. Okay, what is sexual noises?
Come on.
What is that? So now she says sexual noises. I couldn't believe it. Why? Why you couldn't believe it? You just said he recently got a divorce and he's dating a lot of women. Why you can't believe it's no sexual noise? You said he's very quiet, but they ain't. And when you're trying to win a man, you are normally a little bit louder than you normally are. Hello.
Is that true?
Hello. You know, when y'all trying to hem somebody up. It's way more than it really is.
Hold that thought. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after. The subject is, my friend is doing the most. We'll get into it, back into it, right after this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at daftgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, my friend is doing the most.
Well, she's got a male friend over 20 years. He got a divorce, and he's seeing a lot of women. Now, he just moved back to town. So you sublet him a place that you're renting out from this lady, a duplex. He's in there having these women over, and the lady landlord is calling you saying he making too much noise. You say you pry it out of her and find out that these noises is sexual. So he over there having loud sex. You think he's a quiet man. He don't watch a lot of TV. And he like jazz. Well, you know, he ain't got time to watch TV. He got all these women coming through here. Having sex is way more better than watching ESPN or Netflix. It really, really
oh, is it?
It is. It is. And anyway, she called you and won't talk directly to your friend. You ask her to pry it out of her, and she said it's sexual noises. So I talked to him and said that it's normal. I talked to him, and he said it's normal sex, and the women are enjoying themselves a lot. Oh, bet that made her curious. Oh, yeah, you've been 20 years. He been married. You probably was waiting on her. Opportunity, he got divorced. She didn't say she was married. So she might be looking at this as an opportunity for her. And he says normal sex and the women are enjoying themselves a lot. She swallowed real hard when he said that. Gulp. And that's all he said. I told him that he's disrupting his neighbor's peace. I was shocked to find out that the neighbor is one of the women that has been in his bed. Oh, you talking about the landlord. Mm. Oh, how you find that out? How did you find that out? I told him that he's being careless and that it's too messy to have sex with the chick next door. Come to find out, she's jealous and has started talking to the women as they leave his house. She recently met one of the ladies in the parking lot at her car and asked her how well she knew my male friend. The neighbor lady told the woman that my friend gave her an STD. Now, ain't that convenient? She trying to stop all these people from coming through there. Now he got an STD. This is so messy, and it's my friend's fault for being involved with all these different women. I'm siding with the landlord at this point, and I've asked my friend to stop being so whorish. He warned me to mind my business or our friendship will end. Is this worth ruining our 20-year friendship for? Well, what you meant to say was, would this now kill all my shots of ever being with this man who is obviously a tremendous lover who's got these women screaming at the top of their lungs and burning their house right here? I don't think. Let me write Steve and Shirley so I can find out if I need to shut my mouth up before I mess up a shot. Should I take my chances and ask him to move out, or should I mind my business? If you have to ask, should I mind my business? Hmm. That's probably your answer. You should mind your business. Now, you said something to him. Now, maybe he'll do some changes. Maybe he'll have some COVID mask by the bed they can put on.
Maybe they're going to be so loud.
Maybe they'll start doing pillow tricks or something like that. Because recently I heard somebody say, I'm going to choke you. And then they said, but I don't want to be choked. And then he said, really? You ain't got no choice. So that's out there now. You know, really? You learn a lot from podcasters. I'm just saying, I've heard that. So, you know, you can do muffle, like hand over the mouth, but then they bite your hand, then now you hollering. See, it's cause somebody
still noisy.
You get one of your fingers bit, you gonna be hollering. So, should she mind her business? Absolutely. Mind your business. You're renting this place out to him. The landlord is enjoying herself, and come to find out, one of them, either the chick that stay next door, the landlord is sleeping with the dude, too.
Yeah.
He living his best life. He done got divorced. He done decided, I'm finna get out of here. I'm wilding out. I'm on Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out.
Wildin'.
I'm Nick Cannon, DC Young Fly. I'm everybody. Wildin', yeah.
Wow.
So now, yes, mind your business. Don't do like Shirley did. Told what? You to get all up in here and stuff right here. That's bad advice, lady. Mind your business.
But that's only because you think the landlord wants him too, the best friend. You think she wants him too.
Well, here's the problem. You're going to lose your friend and you're going to have to pay the rent on this place when you put him out.
But you say men and women shouldn't be friends anyway.
They not friends, Shirley. She wants this man. That's what she jealous because all these women is going to stop acting whorish. I could have been over to all this sex you having, making all these women have all this. No, what is you doing to them?
So now she wants to try it. That's what you're saying.
I'm going to come over there and see what all this hollering is about.
Right. Hey, listen, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and on Facebook.
Make me holler.
At Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.